我们一同先有点祷告。
Let's first begin with word prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你又让我们有机会一同来到你面前来等候听你说话。
Because you let us once again to wait before you and listen to your words.
谢谢我们的主，因为你掌管着万有。
Lord, we thank you because you reign over all.
你用你自己的权柄引领着属你的人走在他们该走的路上。
And with your authority, you guide all those who belong to you to walk on the path they ought to walk on.
又用你自己的权柄去管理着属你的人，不让他们越过你的界限。
And also with your authority, you reign over those belong to you so that they would not step over your boundary.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank you and praise your
Lord. 地上可以是许许多多的混乱。
And there can be a lot of confusion in the world.
但属天的定义是不会受到阻挡。
But the will of the heaven will not be hindered.
为着你对你的子民有这样的定义。
And because of your will in your people,
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship you.
因为我们虽然是带着许多的愚昧、无知和堕落。
And even though we are full of ignorance, foolishness, and we fall.
主，你在你的怜悯的里头仍然伸出手来扶持我们，领我们归正。
But Lord, in your mercy, you still stretch out your hand and correct us.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
但我们一同再来读但以理书的时候，
When we once again to read the book of Daniel,
求主借着赐人智慧和启示的灵开我们的心窍。
Lord, we ask that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to open up our mind.
让我们可以越过许多外面的事物的骚扰，而进到你说话的目的里。
So we can go beyond all the disturbances of all the people and matter and go into your word.
我们仰望我们的主。
We look to our Lord.
让我们和你中间这样的仰望等候没有间隔。
So that there's no hindrance between you and us that we can wait for you.
你在宝座上说话，我们在地上能完全的听下来。
That when you speak on the throne, we can completely comprehend your word.
也吸引我们的脚步紧紧地跟随你走过这些考验的年日。
And may you draw our footsteps that we can walk past these years of testing and trials.
让你的时间到的时候，我们都能在喜乐、荣耀、平安里头与你面对面。
And when your time is come, that we can see you face to face in peace and joy.
我们将仰望在你面前。
And we look to you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢主，今天我们继续的借着以前我们所读过的一些但以理书。从第七章开始再接上去。
We thank the Lord tonight we can continue in the book of Daniel connecting to what we have studied before.
当我们读创世这个但以理书的时候，
And when we read the book of Daniel,
有一件事情我们是特别要注意到的。
There's something we need to pay special attention to.
那是什么呢？
And what is that?
因为一到了第七章的时候，我们就立刻就碰到那一种光景了。
Because once we get into chapter 7, immediately we'll encounter this.
因为在我们平常的观念里，我们以为圣经都是按照历史的次序来述说的。
Because normally we are under the impression that the Bible, the books are under in chronological order.
一般可以是这样说。
In general, we can say this.
但是有些特别的经卷，它就不按这个次序来说话。
But some special books in the Bible, they do not go according to this order.
但以理书就是其中一卷最明显的。
And the book of Daniel is one of these books.
那么我们上次读到第六章的时候，
Last time when we studied chapter 6,
我们是已经看到了巴比伦已经 灭掉了。
And we saw that Babylon was already destroyed.
波斯帝国也建立起来了。
And the kingdom of Persia was established.
巴利乌王在那里统管着那时的行政的管理。
And King Darius, he was reigning and governing.
那所以从第一章一直到第六章。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 6.
我们可以这样归纳出一个大前提。
And we can come up with this conclusion.
就是以色列人，特别是犹大，被掳以后所发生的属灵的实际。
So among the Israelites, especially Judah, after they were taken to captives, what's happening in them spiritually?
那在犹大被掳以前
，Before Judah was taken into captive,
神借着耶利米预先告诉他们说，你们将来要被掳七十年。在外邦人的地方。
God has already foretold to Jeremiah that they will be taken captive for 70 years.
那但以理是第一批被掳的人当中的一个。
And Daniel was among one of those who were taken captive for the first time.
从他那个时候开被掳的时候开始。
And from that time on.
一直到第六章末了。
Until the end of chapter 6.
那就是说到整个的巴比伦王国的兴盛和灭亡。
And talks about the rise and the falls of the kingdom of Babylon.
那说到第六章的时候，就不单是说到巴比伦王国已经灭亡了。
But in chapter 6, it does not only talk about the destruction of Babylon.
波斯王国也接连是接上来了。
And the kingdom of Persia continued on.
但是你一读到第七章的时候
，But when you come to chapter 7,
你立刻就发现一个问题。
Immediately you encounter this.
好像历史叙述的那个次序又跑回巴比伦去了。
It seems like the order of history has gone back to Babylon.
因为如果第六章说到波斯王国已经建立起来。
Because if in chapter 6 it talks about the rising of the kingdom of Persia,
那就是巴比伦王国的事情就已经过去了。
Which meant the destruction of Babylon has already accomplished.
那为什么第七章的时候又跑回巴比伦的时光去呢？
So how come in chapter 7 it once again goes back to the time of Babylon?
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
And this is a very serious matter.
那这也是我们读但以理书的时候要注意到的问题。
And this is something we need to pay attention to when we read the book of Daniel.
我们从前轻轻提过。
So we have touched upon it lightly before.
从第一章一直到第六章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 6.
是说到犹大被掳的这一段起初的时候，犹大在神的那一个永远的旨意的里头究竟是站在一个什么样的地位
？It talked about the beginning stage of exile. What is the position of Judah in the eternal will of God?
因为从外面来看
，because externally，
以色列是神的选民
，Israel is the chosen people of God，
是被神选作祭司的国度来。显明神的工作了。
They were chosen as the kingdom of priests to manifest God's work.
那犹大是以色列十二个支派的国最后灭亡的那一批。
And Judah is the last one among the 12 tribes that is to be destroyed.
啊，严格说起来，也就是说，神所拣选的国度到犹大被掳的时候，就形式上是结束了。
And strictly speaking, the kingdoms that's chosen by God at the time of Judah, and in terms of form, it has come to an end.
但是在人眼中看来，祭司的国度好像是结束了。
In man's eyes, it seems like the kingdom of priests has ended.
但是说在神的那个旨意的里头，祭司的国度能不能结束呢
？But in God's will, can the kingdom of priests be ended?
如果不能结束的话
，If it cannot come to an end，
祭司的国度怎么可以显明出来
？How can this kingdom of priests be manifested？
啊，并且祭司的国度又在怎么样的情形的里头可以给恢复回来呢
？And under what circumstance can this kingdom of priests be restored？
那从第一章到第六章，好像就是集中在这一个核心点上面来说出一些问题。
And so it seems like from chapter 1 to chapter 6, it is talking around or focusing on this center point.
我相信弟兄姊妹们一定记得。
I believe brothers and sisters must remember.
我们一再的提过。
And we have repeated it.
犹大虽然是被掳。
Even though Judah was taken into
captivity. 但是借着犹大被掳的人显明了了一件事情。
But through the exiles of Judah, something is manifested.
在掳去犹大的巴比伦国当中
in Babylon,
或者说一直连到接上巴比伦国的那个波斯王国的当中
or we can say that even Persia that follows Babylon,
你看到实际掌权的是谁呢
and who do you see were reigning at that time?
是巴比伦王呢
was it the king of Babylon?
是波斯国王呢
or was it the king of Persia?
还是越过这里这些王
or it's beyond these kings
而是显明另外一个权柄在那里掌管一切
and another authority is manifested to reign over all
很显然的你在但以理书的头六章的里边你非常清楚的看到这一个事实和人眼见的事实是翻过来的。
And very clearly from chapter 1 to chapter 6, you can see this is actually the opposite of what can be seen in man's eyes.
啊，不错，祭司的国度的百姓是被掳了。
It's true, the people of the kingdom of priests is sent to exile.
但是作为神的权柄的彰显的那一个实际呢，仍然是在这一批被掳的人的身上。对那些掳去他们的国家来显出来。
But in terms of the manifestation of God's authority, it is still those who are in exiles manifesting his authority toward those who have taken them into exile.
所以从第一章到第六章。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 6,
我们看到一个主题的消息在哪里。
We can see this theme.
犹大是被掳了。
And Judah was taken into
exile. 被掳到巴比伦那边做奴隶。
They were in exile in Babylon as slaves.
那么做奴隶呢还有什么话好说呢
So if they're slaves, what else, what can they do?
什么都要随从人了。
And they have to obey.
那个很稀奇的。
But amazingly,
从第一章到第六章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 6.
就说的一些历史上的事。
It talks about some matters of history.
从这些历史上的事。
And from these matters of history.
就反映出一个事实来。
Reflects one thing.
在巴比伦和波斯掌权的年日，在地上显出有权柄的仍然是神的自己。
While Babylon and Persia are reigning, but the authority that's manifested on earth is still God Himself.
被掳的百姓好像成了奴隶。
The exiles seems like they have become slaves.
但你也确实是看见。是从这些称为奴隶的人的口中或者是心中把神的那一个荣耀权柄显明出来。
But we can truly see that in the mouths and the hearts of these exiles, they manifested God's glory and authority.
尤其是借着巴比伦王所做的那一个梦。
Especially through the dream of the king of Babylon.
借着但以理的口解说出来的那一件事
and also the interpretation through the mouth of Daniel
就把一件非常大的事情越过巴比伦掳去犹大的这一个事实发表出来了
and it expressed something really, which is really great that goes beyond Judah being taken captive into Babylon
什么事实呢
and what is this?
那就是祭司国度的恢复的问题
which is the restoration of this kingdom of priests.
因为借着巴比伦王所做的那个梦
because through the dream of the king of Babylon,
就说出了与犹大有关的邦国以后的日子是怎么样的发展
It tells of those nations that have some relationship with Judah the development later on.
好像说的是很多的国家。
It seems like it talks about many countries.
是地上当时的列强。
Those are the strong countries at that time.
那就实质要表达的呢
But what is truly expressing
是被掳的犹大人
is
他们在被掳的情形的底下他们怎么等候那一个复国的日子
is the people Judah who were sent to exiles while they're in exile how they were waiting for the day of the restoration of the country
并不是很重要
and the day of restoration is not that important
祭司的国度的恢复这一个事实才是那个终点
but the restoration of the kingdom of priests that is the end
那所以我们读第二章看到尼布甲尼撒王所做的那一个梦的时候
So when we read chapter 2 and see the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar
大约里是给他讲解了
and Daniel gave the interpretation
但是那个讲解很负面的
But the interpretation was rather superficial
好像只是一个历史的过程
It just seems like it's a process of history
就是一个邦国代替一个邦国又代替一个邦国
and it seems like it's telling one nation taking over another and another taking over another
然后就带到最后的那个结果出来
and then it goes to the very end
那是一个从天而显明的国出来结束了地上一切邦国的那一些混乱
which is a kingdom coming from heavenPuts an end to all the confusion of the nations in the world.
那个梦是讲解说了出来了。
So the interpretation of the dream was given.
但说了出来以后，人会觉得那是神话。
But when after it was given, people just thought it's a legend.
而里面所说的事情跟我们没有关系。
And what it was talked about within it had nothing to do with us.
不但是跟我们没有关系， no. 甚至连。那些事情跟犹大有什么关系
Not only has nothing to do with them but it also does not have anything to do with Judah
好像你都找不出原因来
It seems like they could not find the connection
但是感谢神
But we thank God
神在第二章里面所做让尼布甲尼撒王所做的那一个梦是一个起点
The dream that God gave Nebuchadnezzar was just the beginning
神没有在那个时候做一个比较详尽具体的述说
and God did not give a detailed explanation
只是大体上就是说到事情是这么发展
but it was just told in general how things would develop
说了那一件事以后
and after that this matter was told
就特别的说出了但以理的三个朋友和但以理本身进火窑进失血的那一个小故事
So it went on to talk about Daniel and his three friends, those stories about being thrown into the furnace and the lion den.
这几个犹大被掳的人所发生的事情已经是发生在两个国家的阶段里。
So what happens in these people of Judah, they actually happen in the two kingdoms.
但是弟兄姊妹你可以很清楚地看见。
And brothers and sisters, you can see this very clearly.
在这两个不同的国度里发生的事情，他们中间具体的时间上的距离，起码比70年还要长一点点。
So these things that happen spread out through the two kingdoms, the time between them is at least more than 70 years.
因为头一个事情发生是发生在巴比伦建国后不久
Because the first matter happened not long after Babylon was established
第二件事情就是但以理进狮子坑里头的事情是波斯王国立国后不久的事情
And the matter of Daniel going into the lion den it happened shortly after the kingdom of Persia was established
这两件事情时间上的距离应该最少是70年以上
So in terms of the time difference between these two matters at least 70 years
但弟兄姊妹你留意到神允许这两件事情发生是什么意思呢
But brothers take note of what is the reason that God allowed for these two
things to happen 很显然是让我们看到外面人间的历史的发展是一件事
And very clearly, so let us see what happens in human history is one thing.
在人间的历史发展的同时呢，属灵的历史又是怎么样的 看着那个环境出现。
But while history of the world is developing, how the spiritual history is also happening.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们读过那几章呢，你很清楚就看到了。
So I think, for instance, after you read those chapters, you can see this very clearly.
但以理三个朋友的进火去。
The three friends of Daniel, they were thrown into the furnace.
但以理自己钉狮子穴。
And Daniel himself was thrown into the lion's den.
外面的历史的表现是不一样。
The manifestation of the history externally is different.
但是那一个两个历史的属灵的原则，你看到是一样。
But in these two histories, the spiritual principles are the same.
怎么一样法呢
？How are they the same？
你看到。
You can see this.
不管那个王朝有怎么转变。
It does not matter whether the nations or dynasties changed.
人中间的历史有多少的变动
？And how the history of man changed?
有一个属灵的历史事实没有更改。
But there's one spiritual fact that has not changed.
神是借着，不是对不起，撒旦是借着神的百姓的失落而掀起的那一个属灵的征战。是非常隐藏的，很激烈的在进行。
It is through the fall of man, Satan is inciting, or he is in the middle of causing the spiritual battle that is very severe.
所以我们看到第一章到第六章里边，我们笼统可以是这样来。给他一个小结。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 6, roughly, we can give it a summary.
所以从第七章，神又给但以理在启示上面来做一个新的起头。
So in chapter 7, God gave Daniel a new beginning in terms of revelation.
这个新的起头很有意思。
And its new beginning is very meaningful.
时间的间隔有七十几年。
And it has been 70 years.
因为第七章一开始就回头来说到巴比伦王伯沙撒的年元年间的事。
Because in the beginning of chapter 7, it goes back to talk about the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon.
但是你从第七章开始所注意到里面所提到的事实呢？
But if you read into chapter 7 and look at the facts that are mentioned here,
我们都很清楚地了解到，那就是第二章的尼布甲尼撒王所做的那个梦来做基础。
That we can see very clearly, it is based on the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had.
可以说是一步一步的比较更具体、更明显的来解说尼布甲尼撒王的那一个梦。
We can say it step by step, very concretely, very clearly to explain the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
那解说这些梦啊
，And when when these dreams are explained, what is the meaning?
那对我们来说，我们好像就是在看历史。
And for us, it seems like we are reading history.
但弟兄姊妹们，我一再提醒弟兄姊妹要注意读。但以理书的时候，我们不要忘记但以理书它的功用。
And I have repeatedly reminded brothers and sisters when we read the book of Daniel, do not forget about its function.
啊，但以理书是在那里讲启示。
The book of Daniel is talking about revelation.
所以但以理书里面所包含的一切的事情都是预言。
So all the things that are mentioned in the book of Daniel are prophecies.
那是在但以理说话的时候，那个事实是这样。
And it is the fact when Daniel spoke at that time.
那我们今天读但以理书呢
？So today when we read the book of Daniel,
我们就不太容易把自己放在这个地位上。
And it is not easy for us to place ourselves into.
我们就是只是回头看历史。
It seems like we're just turning back to look at history.
正是回头看历史，就觉得那些过去的历史跟我们有什么关系呢
？And if we treat it as history, then we'll say, what is this past history?
跟犹大有什么关系呢
？And what does it have to do with Judah?
但是感谢主
，But we thank the Lord.
神在但以理书里头一个非常清楚的 启示是指着国度一定要恢复。
And the very clear revelation in the book of Daniel is that the kingdom will be revived for sure.
但是国度的恢复不是那么简单的一件事。
But the revival of the kingdom is not a simple matter.
因为一接上国度的恢复。
But what goes immediately after the revival of the kingdom?
你不能不碰到那个属灵的征战。
You cannot help but to encounter spiritual warfare.
你不能只是把它作为一个属灵的一个历史的事实来。留意
and you cannot just look at it as a historical fact.
但你摸到那个属灵的实际的时候呢
When you come across this spiritual fact,
我们才看到但以理书的那个属灵的价值在哪里
Then we can see the spiritual value of the book of Daniel.
那但以理书因为他说话的时间和他说话的内容在时间上的配合啊是非常的复杂。
And because in terms of the time of the content of the word of Daniel, in terms of time, is very complex.
所以很容易引起人对但以理书的有许许多多的想法。
So that's why it causes a lot of different sayings about the book of Daniel.
但是我实在愿意弟兄姊妹们，在我们来读但以理书的时候，千万要记住这一个。不能给忽略的事实。
But I really want brothers and sisters to keep in mind of this fact that we cannot neglect when we read the book of Daniel.
当年所说的话是预言，是启示。
The words are spoken by Daniel at that time, at his time, is a revelation, is prophecies.
我们今天读但以理书的时候，那是绝大部分是成了历史。
And today, when we read the book of Daniel, most of these things have become history.
但是我们要注意的是什么呢?
But what should we pay attention to?
就是那个预言、启示和历史的关、实际的关系。
And we have to pay attention to the revelation and the prophecies, what they have to do with history.
那因此我们留意从第七章开始。
So when we pay attention to chapter 7,
神就用着耶路尼布甲尼撒那一个梦做基础来说到那个历史属灵历史的发展
So God used the dream of Nebuchadnezzar as a foundation to talk about the development of history
这个属灵的历史的发展在表面上来看好像是说到当时地上历史的邦国是怎么的一朝传一朝
It seems like the development of history, they're telling us how one kingdom takes over after another.
但是实际上乃是说出，当这个祭司的国度要恢复的时候，他们要经历多少的属灵的征战。
But in reality, it's telling us when this kingdom of priests is restored, what kind of spiritual battles or how many spiritual battles they have to go through.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
所以从第七章开始，我们一直看到但以理的末了。
So beginning from chapter 7, as we go on to read to the end.
如果从时间的计算来说
，If we look at it in terms of time，
那是从巴比伦就不算尼布甲尼撒王的那一段。就从伯沙撒王开始。
In terms of time, it starts in Babylon and not counting the time of Nebuchadnezzar, but beginning with the king Belshazzar.
一直到但以理当年所接受的那所接受又发表的预言呢，
and,
是经历过一个很长很长的历史的年代。
And until all those revelation and prophecies that Daniel has received and has expressed, there's much time that has elapsed between those times.
那么我们如果用圣经上的时间来计算的话呢?
If we use the time of the Bible to calculate it,
但以理书的时间是从伯沙撒王的时候开始，一直延伸到启示录。19章
And the matters of the book of Daniel begins with King Belshazzar, and it goes all the way to chapter 19 of the book of Revelation.
是那么长的那个历史的年代。
It is such a
来借着但以理里面的那个预言来发表。
It is such a long period of history expressed by the prophecies in the book of Daniel.
那因此我们读但以理书的时候又要来注意了。
So when we read the book of Daniel, we have to pay attention.
除了注意刚才所提到的事情以外，还要来注意的。
Besides paying attention to what we mentioned earlier, there's something else. What should we pay attention to?
注意他的预言是不是真实的应验。
We have to pay attention to whether those prophecies were fulfilled.
如果那他里头的那个预言和启示是在后来的历史里头真实的出现了。
If those prophecies and revelations, they were actually fulfilled in later history.
那我们就要注意到了。
Then we need to take note.
神预言的完全的成就就不可以说随随便便。
Then we can,
就可以完成了。
We cannot say that the complete fulfillment of the God's revelations or prophecies, they cannot be completed casually.
如果以近代人的那个想法来说啊，
if we're using modern day,
一碰到但以理书里边许多的内容的时候，就觉得我还是说那句话，他们在以为但以理在那里说神话了。
And when they come across all these things are mentioned in the book of Daniel, they just treat it as a legend.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
如果我们能抓紧了这一个，你从但以理书的预言成为历史这一个事实上面来注意。
If we can grab hold of this, and we look at it as the prophecies in the book of Daniel, they are becoming facts.
你就注意到里面所包括的一些那。包括了多少呢？包括了最低限度，现在整个新约里边所提到的事情。
And you will see that at the very least, it has included all the things that's mentioned in the New Testament.
如果我们是那样来肯定但以理书，
if this is how we confirm the matters in the Book of Daniel,
那么对新约里面所有的全部的内容，我们也必须是一样的去肯定它。
And this is how we should also treat the entire content of the New Testament.
最低限度，这个是我个人对但以理书的他的历史的任务有这样的体会。
And at the very least, this is my understanding of the historical responsibility of the Book of Daniel.
那好，那交通了这个但以理书的一些该注意的点以后，
so after we share on these points that we ought to pay attention to,
就按照第七章的那个次序往前看。
And now we will continue beginning from chapter 7.
第七章一开始就说到巴比伦王伯沙撒元年，但以理在床上做梦，见了脑中的异象，就记录这事，述说其中的大意。
And chapter 7, verse 1, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions in his mind as he laid on his bed, and then he wrote the dream down and related the following summary.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了，这个话就已经很有意思了。
And brothers and sisters, take note, it is already very meaningful.
但以理做了一个梦。
Daniel had a dream.
这个梦就是脑中的异象。
And the dream was visions in his mind.
但是那个意象里头的事情呢是非常有意思。
But these visions of his are very meaningful.
但是但以理先说了。
But Daniel first said.
不是很细致的事情，只是一个大意。
It's not something very detailed. It's just a general concept.
就是一个大意。
It's a general concept.
也就是说了，这个梦不仅是街上尼布甲尼撒的那一个梦，并且还继续接上但以理再看见的意象。
So, which is to say, this dream not only connects with the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, but also connects with other dreams that Daniel had.
第七章里边提到的事情，比第二章里边尼布甲尼撒那个梦是具体了一点。
The matters mentioned in chapter 7 compared to the matters mentioned in chapter 2, the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, is more concrete.
但是比起第八及第九章一直到末了，那他还是大意。
But compared to chapter 8 and 9, and at the very end, it is only a general or a summary of it.
那么他看见什么呢？
So what did he see?
他说他是看见一些这样的事情。
And he said he saw these things.
他说他看见天上的四方都刮起风来。
He said that the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea.
刮在大海之上，有四只大野兽从那个海中上来。
So the winds of the heaven were stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts were coming up from the sea.
那弟兄姊妹们，你读这些话，你说它不是神话，那是什么？
Verses is when you read this, what else can you call it besides calling it a legend?
人可以看它是神话。
That man can treat this as a legend.
但是神是在这里借着这样的事情来说出神在他子民中间所做的工是怎么样的发展。
But God is using these to tell what the development of His work among His people.
我想题外我也提一些事情。
And I like to digress a little.
因为大以理书里边的内容是这样的一些个内容。
Because the content of the book of Daniel.
所以引起许多读圣经的人的各种各样不同的解释。
So it causes all those Bible scholars to have different interpretations.
那么如果我们要明白大以理书，去寻找参考书的话呢，你一定搞得你自己头昏眼花。
But if we're trying to understand the book of Daniel by reading some references or concordance, that we will be very confused.
因为有各种各样不同的解说，有各种各样不同的那个印证。
Because there are all kinds of interpretation and all kinds of proofs.
你说它不对，又有些是对的。
If you say it's wrong, but some of it is right.
你说它是全都对，但确实其中也有一好些是很勉强的。
But if you say that all of them is correct, but actually some of it is not very correct.
那究竟我们怎么来领会神当时在但以理口中所说的话呢？
So how should we understand the words spoken by God through the mouth of Daniel?
那我有我自己个人的一些体会。
And I have my own understanding.
但是我不敢说我个人这个体会是一定很准确。
But I dare not say that my understanding is absolutely correct.
但是是可以说是应该是比较接近神说话的目的吧。
But I would say that is rather comparatively speaking is close to the purpose of God's speaking.
因为首先一件事情我们要肯定。
Because the first thing we need to be sure about.
但以理书在这里说到许多地上邦国的事情。
The book of Daniel talks about talks a lot about the nations in the world.
但是这许特别其中有四个邦国是特别指出来的。
And there are four nations specially mentioned.
但实际就不只是这四个邦国。
But in reality, it's more than these four.
因为在文字上面你看到这四个邦国以后又继续分成许许多多的邦国。
Because in the letters of word, we can see that these four nations later on will develop into many other countries.
刚才我特别提了。
And earlier I mentioned this.
但以理书虽然是讲的许许邦国的一些历史的发展。
Even though the book of Daniel talks about the development of the nations.
但是他们所有的历史发展是围绕着一个中心点。
But the development of history all surround this one central point.
从人的表面这事情来看，那就是围绕着这四个国跟犹大国有什么历史上的关系。
On the surface, in man's eyes, it seems like it's talking about the relationship between these four countries and Judah.
如果我们从回到神的那个旨意里面去看，去留意的时候，就要看 这是地上的邦国，跟神所要显明的这个国有什么关系？
But if we go back to look at God's will, then we have to look at these four nations. What do they have to do with God's chosen people?
如果找不出这些邦国与神的国的那个关系的话呢，那这些历史就没有意义了。
But if we cannot find the relationship between these nations and the kingdom of God, then it's meaningless.
那如果我们留意的去看里边所说的。
If we pay attention to see what it's saying,
我们非常清楚地看到一点。
And very clearly, we can see this point.
说是说到列国的事。
It is talking about the matters of the nation.
但实际是围绕着犹大来说话。
But in reality, it's centering around Judah.
都是说到他们这些邦国与犹大中间所发生的事情。
It's talking about the things that's happening among or between these nations and Judah.
那正因为这样
and because of this,
就可以把我们的 思想的那个混乱或者是分差呢找到一个可以稍微接近的那个联合点吧。
Then we can be brought from the confusion to coming to a conclusion.
那所以我说我自己个人有一点的体会呢，就是根据这一个事实来的。
So it is based on this that I said I have my understanding.
里面所提到的事情一定直接间接跟以色列国是发生有关系的。
So all these things that I mentioned has either a direct or indirect relationship with Israel.
如果跟以色列国没有发生关系的那些事情呢，大概没有收在但以理书里头。
The matters that has nothing to do with Israel, they are not included in the book of Daniel.
那我们一直看下去，我们就明白了。
So if we continue to read on, we'll understand.
所以在这里一开头，弟兄姊妹，你看到他说天起了四面的风都刮来。
So that's why in the beginning it says there are four winds of heaven were stirring.
刮在哪里呢？
And where were they stirring?
刮在大海之上。
They were stirring up the great sea.
那这个大海是指着什么呢？
So what is this great sea referring to?
圣经里边好像没有特别提到这个大海是什么。
It seems like the Bible does not specially mention what this great sea is.
借看其他的圣经所提出来的有关的经文呢
？But if we go and look at other verses in other books,
我们就很清楚的看到。
Then we can see it very clearly.
在启示录里边也就提到一些类似的事情。
That similar matters are mentioned in the book of Revelation.
那里又提到大海。
And there it talks about the great sea.
又出来一些人物。
There are some people appearing.
那么我们读启示录的时候，我们很清楚地看到那里所指着的那个海是明明是指着地中海。
And when we read the book of Revelation, we'll see that very clearly the great sea is referring to the Mediterranean.
那跟但以理书这里所说的那个大海是不是有可能同时指着这一个地方呢？
So, and compared to this great sea that's mentioned in the book of Daniel, would it be possible they're both referring to the same place?
如果我们看里面的内容，
if we look at the content,
我们看到原则上他们里头所提到的事情是很相似，历史不一样，但是那个原则是很清楚。
And we can see in principle, not in terms of history, but in principle, they are very similar.
启示录那里所出来那个大海里边出来的是什么？
So what came or what comes out of the great sea in the book of Revelation?
一个撒旦。
It's Satan.
一个假先知。
And the false prophet.
一个假基督。
And the false
Christ. 那弟兄姊妹，你一看里边的内容，你就知道哦，那个属灵的历史是怎么一回事。
And if you look at the content, you understand the spiritual history.
那在这里你看到这里好像很笼统地提到风刮起来就刮到大海里。
It seems like it's very general in terms of mentioning the wind stirring up the great sea.
大海里头就出来 四个不同的野兽。
And then from the sea, there are four great beasts appearing.
那再看底下的野兽的那些他们的动作呢，你就看到一些事情。
And then we can see some more when we look at the actions of those beasts.
和启示录说到从海里头出来那几只兽是一个。是同一个原则。
So it is the same principle compared to the beast mentioned in the book of Revelation.
这是我个人特别以为，这里边所提到的这个四个兽，是跟以色列这一个国家是一定发生直接的关系的。
So personally, I believe these four beasts that are mentioned here has a direct relationship to, they have a connection with Israel. Because if you continue to read on,
他很具体地提到那四个国的时候，你看到就是在地中海的四围。
When it talks about those four beasts, it has very concretely tells us it's around the Mediterranean.
那现在我们来看看但以理当时所看到的，这个意象是什么的内容
？So now let us look at the vision of Daniel.
那他就看到头一个兽是狮子。
And he saw that the first beast was like a lion.
第二个兽是好像熊一样的。
And the second one resembled a bear.
第三个兽。
And the third beast.
是豹。
It's like a leopard.
第四个兽。
The fourth beast.
他都说不出名字来了，只是说到很凶暴的一个兽。
He did not give a name, but only says this is an extremely terrifying beast.
他从后来的文字上看，我们看到这是又是指着接上第三个兽出现的一个国。
But from the text that follows, we can see that this is another nation that comes out after the third beast.
那么现在我们从回忆的里面去回到尼布甲尼撒王所做梦的那一个大象。
So if we go back to in our memory and think about the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had.
那当以理给他解说的时候是怎么解说呢
？When Daniel gave an interpretation, what was the interpretation?
他说那个大象的头是金头。
He said the head of the statue was gold.
这个金头就是指着你，尼布甲尼撒王所建立的巴比伦帝国。
And this golden head was referring to the Babylonian kingdom established by King Nebuchadnezzar.
在你这个帝国以后呢
？And after your kingdom.
接上来的是一个同兄的国，同兄来作为代表的国。
And after that is a silver breast.
宁兄所说的国不是铜，是铜，是底下那个才是铜。那第二个接上去的是银兄。
So what follows is a silver breast.
那银松是指着什么呢
？So what does that silver breast refer to?
银松是指着波斯帝国。
It's talking about the Persian kingdom.
为什么说它是银松呢
？Why would it? What is it a silver breast?
银松是再加上双臂。
And also with the arms.
就特别点出那个国家的特点。
And it pointed out the characteristics of that nation.
那是由两个民族合起来的一个国。
This is a kingdom.United by two separate countries.
国名就叫做波斯王国。
And the name of the kingdom is the Persian kingdom.
实际是两个民族，一个是马代，一个是波斯。
But actually, it's two tribes: it's Middle and Persia.
这两个民族，他们是轮流去掌管这一个国。
And these two tribes, they take turns to reign.
所以就说的他们是银胸，双背双胸。
So that's why it talks about its silver breast and arms.
说到第三个国的时候，就说它是铜服。
And when it mentions about the third country, it's a bronze belly.
这是就说到第三个国。
And talks about the third.
那第三个国呢？如按照那个历史上他当时所指出来的呢，那是指着马其顿帝国。
And according to history, it's referring to Macedonia.
或者就是叫希腊帝国
or the Greek kingdom.
那希腊帝国再过了以后呢
and after the Greece is over,
那就是这里所说的很凶的另外一个呢，那是指着罗马帝国
and which is also referred here as the dreadful kingdom is referring to the Roman kingdom.
那么然后从罗马帝国以后呢，就分成成许许多多的国家，直到末了。
And after the Roman kingdom is divided into many many countries until the very end.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就来注意了。
So brothers and sisters, we need to take note.
为什么呢？神给但以理所解说出来的那个，一直往下去到末了，都是从巴比伦、波斯。马其顿罗马
And why is that the interpretation always goes or beginning from Babylon to Persia to Macedonia to Rome?
因为这四个国跟以色列的关系是很紧密的。
Because these four kingdoms have a very close relationship with
Israel. 我们慢慢看下去的时候我们就看到。
If we continue to read on, we'll see this.
那现在你在这里看到他头一个是狮子。
So now here, the first one here is mentioned like a lion. 也就是当年的金头了。Which is the same as the golden head.
它跟以色列有什么关系呢?
What does it have to do with Israel?
把以色列掳到外邦就是它了。
It would send Israel to exile into other countries.
所以提到这个事情。
So when this is mentioned,
我们就注意了。
And when you take note,
但以理做这个梦的时候是什么时候呢?
When did Daniel have this dream.
是巴比伦王伯沙沙元年。
It's the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon.
那这个伯沙沙做王，做巴比伦王的元年，那是什么时候的？
So the first year of Belshazzar, king, what time is it?
你从历史上去计算，那是巴比伦帝国灭亡的前十四年。
And if you calculate the time, this is the 14 years before the destruction of the kingdom of Babylon.
那就是第五章那一件事情以前的十四年。
Which is the 14 years before the things that are mentioned in chapter 5.
那所以那就是巴比伦快要灭亡的时候
That is at the time when Babylon is about to be destroyed.
神在这一个时候就指出巴比伦的结局。
So at this time, God pointed out the ending of Babylon.
但是你指出这个时候在他的出现有些什么的特别。
But he also pointed out when this beast appeared, what are the special things about it?
因为就说到巴比伦正强盛的时候。
And this is talking about while Babylon was still very strong.
他的出现好像狮子，但是呢，是加上鹰的翅膀。
It appeared like a lion, but has the wings of an eagle.
那是说到巴比伦建立的起来的时候，那个国家的强盛和那个扩展的迅速。
Which is talking about how strong the country was, and also the speed of its expansion.
但是巴比伦国家的建立时间很短，七十年。就完了。
But Babylon had a very short lifespan, only 70 years.
所以就说他的翅膀很快就被拔掉。
So that's why it says the wings were plucked.
不过呢，他有一些事情留下来。
But there's something left.
他说当翅膀被拔掉啊，那个兽就可以从地上边立起来，用两个脚来站立，好像人一样。
Because it says its wings were plucked and it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand on two feet like a man.
说有一句话更有意思，他说又得了人心。
It's even more interesting. It says a human mind was also given to it.
很有意思，是不是？
Isn't that very interesting, brothers and sisters?
本来是兽。
In the beginning, it was a beast.
有了他一些好厉害的。
It has something very great about it.
但是后来 他的很厉害的动作是给限制住了。
But later, what's great about it was limited.
不过他变了个样。
But it has changed its form.
变了什么样？
What form did it
change
into? 变成人的样。It's changed into like a man.
不只是站起来像人。
Not only was it standing like a man.
这里不是说从猿到人啊。这里是说从狮子到人。
And now he is not talking about from ape to man, but from lion to man. It's two different things.
那么成了人又怎么样呢？
So what happened after he's become a man?
又有了人的心。
And then he has a human mind.
那这很轻微就把第一个时候说过了以后就没有再说他什么了。
So this is just briefly describing the first beast and then nothing else.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为这个梦出来的时候距离巴比伦灭亡还有14年。
Because when this dream appeared, it's still 14 years.
很快巴比伦就结束了。
Before Babylon was destroyed.
巴比伦国是可以结束。
So the king of Babylon can be destroyed.
但是他却有些东西留下来。
But there's something left behind.
这些留下来的东西呢？
So what's left behind?
你就不能说他是兽。
Then you cannot call them beasts.
他说是像人。
And it says they're like men.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你注意到这样的描述啊。你就很有意思了。
When you pay attention to this description, it's very interesting.
那如果我们记得有一句话，就是说人类的文化是在巴比伦开始。
And we remember this. It says the human civilization begins in Babylon.
那个话原来讲是应该是。人类的文化是美索不达米，是那个摇篮。
Originally, it would say that Mesopotamia is the cradle of human civilization.
那是什么地方？
Where is that place?
那就是巴比伦。
This is Babylon.
我们现在你看到现在，人类的文化的根源是从巴比伦那里做起头。
So until today, we can see human civilization origins in Babylon.
你现在看到各种各样的。宗教固然是了，哲学也是从那个地方开始了，各种各样的那个文化的内涵呢，都是从那个地方开始了。
So, we can see that religion, philosophy, and all kinds of civilizations begin at that place.
我们读创世纪开头的时候，你看到人被赶出伊甸园以后，那个文化的发展。那个次序也就是这样。
And this is the same recorded in the book of Genesis, how when men were casted out of the Garden of Eden, that's the development of man's civilization.
那这个是说到他所看到的头一个一兽的印象。
So this is the impression he had about the first beast that he saw, that this beast was very dreadful.
把神的百姓都掳去巴比伦。
And the beast was very mean and strong to a point that it has taken God's people into captivity.
然后又跟着一个兽出来。
And then another beast appeared.
那个兽啊是盘夸而坐，就是它原来是四个脚。他地的，但是现在他不是，他是半坐在那里。
So this beast originally was on four legs, but now he's sitting down.
但是又不是很正规的盘坐，坐在哪里。
But he's not sitting down like a beast.
他说他是盘夸而坐，那是什么意思？
What does that mean when it says it's sitting down?
那我们平平看那些狗啊，或是什么。那你就知道，他侧着身坐在那里，他是有动作在后面的。
And when we look at the dogs, the animals, when they're sitting on the side, there's something is going to happen.
那就是说的第二个兽了，有动作要发动的。
Which is to say, the second beast, some action will be taken immediately.
这个兽呢，它有个特点。
And this beast has a characteristic.
它是。口里含着三根肋骨。
And in its mouth, it has three ribs.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
因为这个是说到 是说到波斯王国了。
This is talking about the kingdom of Persia.
刚才我们提到波斯王国的基本的是两个民族来连接起来。
And we mentioned earlier, the kingdom of Persia is the union of two tribes.
但是他灭了巴比伦以后，把巴比伦也并在里面，所以有人以为他说他含着三个乐国呢，那是说到他从马代波斯再加上巴比伦这个民族，成了这三个民族合成的国家。
So when it talks about three ribs here, some people interpret it as the three countries, Middle Persia and Babylon.
那么这一个第一个兽显出来的时候呢
？So when this beast was manifested,
它也是蛮凶的。
And it was also very mean.
所以也是说它。也控制了全地。
It also controls the whole world.
那么，我们也留意到波斯王国当时在武功上和那个文明上也是有许许多多的表明的。
And we know that the king of Persia at that time was also very strong in military and civilization. And then it talks about the third beast like a leopard.
不仅是豹，
not only is like a leopard.
还有四个翅膀。
It also has four wings.
那这四个是，那就说出这一个兽呢，它本身的动作已经是很敏捷的了，然后再加上那个四个翅膀呢，所以它的动作是比一般来说是更要快捷。
So, it talks about how this beast is very agile. Plus, it has four wings, so it's even quicker.
但这个兽还有一个特点。
Then there's another characteristic of
the beast. 它有四个头。
That has four heads.
那这一个兽呢
？And for this beast,
你就看见它这个。样子你就知道是蛮厉害的。
And you can see this is a great beast.
但这个四兽是指着谁呢
？But what is this beast referring to？
那是指着马其顿帝国，那就是希腊帝国。
Which is talking about Macedonia, which is the Greece.
那我们特别知道希腊帝国就是马其顿帝国，那是亚历山大大帝所建立的一个横跨。欧亚非三国的国家。
And we know this is a kingdom established by King Alexander, and it goes across the Europe, Asia.
从版图上面来说，是一个好，从来没有那么大的一个国家的形成。
And in terms of its boundary, and none can compare with it.
然后特别提到一件事。
And then it mentions.
这些都是轻轻提到的。
And it's just mentioned.
以后才具体提。
And it was told in detail later.
提什么呢？
What is that?
这个兽有四个头。
This beast has four heads.
那这很古怪了。
So it's very strange.
这四个头呢，又得了权柄。
And these four heads have gained dominion.
好像，就第四个兽又说完了。
And then, like this, the description ended for the fourth beast.
但这是四个兽，有什么特别在这里给我们看出来的
？So what are the special things that we can tell from these beasts?
怎么说他是说到那个希腊帝国的
？How can we tell is talking about Greek?
以后有解说。
And later on has explanation.
这就是这样笼统的、大意的提出来。
But
什么含义呢？
But here it's just mentioned in general. So what is the meaning?
我们注意到希腊的历史的希腊帝国的历史的时候
，If we pay attention to the history of Greece,
你很清楚的注意到
，Then we can see very clearly. 亚历
山大建立了帝国了以后
，After Alexander established the kingdom,
他病死在出外征战的途中
，He fell ill and died in the middle of going to a battle.
结果马其顿帝国就给他四个将军分成了四个国家。
And as a result, the Macedonian kingdom was divided by his four generals into four countries.
那这就是希腊帝国 的那个光景。
And this is the condition of the kingdom of
God. 他说这四个帝国，他是四个头，又得了权柄。
It says it has four heads and they gain dominion.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
提这个是什么？有什么特别呢
？Why is it so special？
在第七章里头完全没有接触。
That we cannot find anything in chapter 7 at all.
但是我们一留到你留意到第八章以后呢
？But if we pay attention to what's after chapter 8, then you can see.
那这四个马希腊帝国所分散的那个四个帝国里头有一个叫做叙利亚国。
And the four kingdoms that came after or came from the kingdom of Greece is one of them is Syria.
我们到第八章的时候就会看到他的事情。
And in chapter 8, we'll see what's happened.
那这个叙利亚国有什么特别呢
？And then you say, what's so special about Syria?
啊，这个叙利亚国就是。我现在轻轻提一提，就是要对付以色列人。以色列人当时已经回国了，但是并不是复国，只是回国而已。
At that time, the Israelites has returned to the country. The country is not restored.
这一个叙利亚王啊，他呢得着叙利亚。做他的国土以后
，And after the Syrian king has gained this the land for his kingdom，
他们中间一个王，那就野心很大
，And one of the kings was very ambitious，
他要把犹大民以色列民族灭掉
，He wanted to destroy the Judah，
要把以色列对神的敬拜的事情完全的来更改。
He wanted to completely change the worship
of God in Israel. 所以到了第八章以后，就说到他的时候，就有很多事情也说了。
So in chapter 8 and after that has a lot to do with this person.
然后最末了就说到第四个兽。
And then at the end it talks about the fourth beast.
第四个兽就是他这里就说到跟前面三个兽不大相同。
And it says here this fourth beast is very different from the first.
不相同的地方是什么呢
？And how are they different？
它的一方面是它的历史不相同。
On one hand is the history that is different。
另一方面呢，跟神的百姓中间的关系也很不相同。
On the other hand, the relationship with God's people is also very different。
那么第四个兽是什么呢
？So what is this fourth beast？
是谁呢
？And who is this？
是罗马。
Is Rome？
当罗马帝国兴起来，把马其顿分散的那四个国都灭掉，也把这一个横跨欧亚非的希腊大国呢，扩展得更大了。
So this Roman kingdom destroyed the four nations that's after Macedonia.And it also expand its country.
他这里就没提特别他提什么，只是说这一个兽啊，有十个角的。
It did not mention much about here, but it talks about this beast.
但在这个十个角以外呢，又突然冒出一个小角来了。
Oh, this beast has 10 horns, and then among these 10 horns, there's another one coming up.
那么然后就说到这个小角有什么的表现。
And then it talks about this little horn. What is the manifestation of this horn?
那大概上来说，这说到的第四个时候，在历史上所说出来是什么呢？这个罗马帝国虽然是很扩大。但是却是经过好些个王朝。
So what it talks about is the Roman kingdom, even though it's great, but it has gone through many dynasties.
所以它有十个角。
So that's why it has 10 horns.
那然后又跑出一个小角。
And then one little one came up.
一说到这个小角。
When it talks about this little horn.
那个问题就多了。
Then there's a lot of issues here.
他说这个小角一出来的时候
It says when this little horn came up.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第八节当中哪里？
Francis take note in the middle of verse 8.
他这个小脚一出来的时候，就把前面那个十脚所说出的那各个皇朝都结束了。
When this little horn came up, it put an end to the previous 10 dynasties that was mentioned.
那然后呢？
And then,
这个脚有眼，像人的眼，有口，说夸大的话。
This horn possessed eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth uttering great boasts.
那弟兄姊妹们，这里的话是说得很含糊的。
And brothers and sisters, these words are not clear at all.
但是我们从以后的经文来看的时候，我们能看出究竟他在这里说的是什么。
But from the scriptures that follow, that we can understand what it is talking about here.
这如果从属灵的历史上面来看，
if we look at it from spiritual history,
罗马帝国是灭在谁的手里？
Who did the Roman Empire, who destroyed the Roman Empire?
好像看不见一个很真实的那个事实。
It seems like we cannot have a good grasp of it.
但是有一个很真实的事实。
But something very real.
就是天主教的出现就成了罗马帝国的那一个结束。
But the Catholic Church, the appearance of Catholic Church.
罗马帝国虽然还保留在那里。
Even though the Roman Empire is still there.
但是他却要听教王的话。
But it has to obey the word of the Pope.
是教王来统治着那一个整个的欧洲。
It is the Pope who is controlling the entire Europe.
所以在这里说这些话，引出很多人的啊，这个是什么？这个是什么？很多很多的想法，就是因为有这些。你说他不对，他也好像有点对；你说他对，又好像不能完全接受得过来。
Because of these words that cause many people having many different kinds of thoughts, and if you say they are.These are right and they're not that correct, but you say that.
不过有一件事情我们可以肯定下来。
But one thing we can be
sure. 这一个小脚。
Be sure. This little horn.
是不是指罗马天主教的教王？
Is
it, 你可以有保留。
You can have some reservation to say that whether this little horn is referring to the Pope of the Catholic Church.
但是这一个小脚更实际的是指着什么呢？是指着从这一个海的范围区域里头所跑出来的那个敌基督。
But we can say that this little
那就是启示录上头所说的敌基督。
Little horn is the antichrist that comes out from the sea that is referred to in the book of Revelation.
你就看到那个事情的大概有点可以。考虑的那个地方。
We can say that we can take this as a consideration.
那么这四个兽就是这样含含糊糊的来给大以理在梦中去领会了一点点。
So these four bees were understood by Daniel in a very general sense.
但弟兄姊妹，现在你可以知道一件事情。
The brothers and sisters can understand this.
这四个兽是跟神的百姓或者跟神的见证人是有很紧密的关系的。
These four bees has a very close relationship with God's witnesses.
当这四个兽的那个日子过了以后呢？
After the days of these four beasts,
主题出来了。
The theme comes out.
这个主题出来了是什么呢？
What is this theme?
是来把地上这一切朝朝代代的事情来结束的那一个国度。
Which is the,
显出来了。
The manifestation of the kingdom that will put an end to all the nations in the world.
那我们就从从第九节那里开始，我们来注意。
And let's pay attention beginning from verse 9.
第九节到底说什么呢？
What does it tell us in verse 9?
他说，我观看见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛，宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火，从他面前有火向何发出，侍奉他的侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万，他坐着又行审判，案卷都展开了。那时我观看，见那兽因小嘴说夸大话的声音被杀，身体损坏，扔在火中焚烧，其余的兽权柄都被夺去，生命却仍存留，直到所定的时间时候和日期。
We just read from verse 9 to verse 12.
你看这一段的话的很笼统的，就说到最末了的时候怎么来把地上的邦国结束。
And these verses, these words tell us in a very general term how in the last day all the nations was put to an end.
这个地上的邦国的结束是结束在哪里呢？
Where does the nation end?
在第二章尼布甲尼撒的那一个梦里头，就是看见一块非人手所捉住的大石头。
So in chapter 2, in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, they saw a stone that is not is made of that
nice stone. 出来就把地上的列国都全都打掉了。
When it appears,It put an end to all the nations.
现在这里还又是接着那一点来说的更具体一点。
So now here is a continuation of that point to make it more concrete.
他就不是说的一块石头出来打掉邦国。
It's not talking about a stone that appeared to put an end to all the nations.
他明显的说出有审判者出显明出来来结束列国。
Very clearly, it tells us that there's a judge that would appear to put an end to all nations.
这个审判者是谁呢？
And who is this judge?
他也没有明说。
It did not say it plainly.
但是他就提一句话。
But it mentions.
自古亘那个亘古常在者。
The Ancient of Days.
的面前有一位人子给领到那里。
It talks about how the son of man was led before this Ancient of Days.
弟兄姊妹，这个我想我们一读就知道是说是指着谁来说了。
And of course, when we read it, we know immediately who is it referring to.
乃是说到我们的主。
It is talking about our Lord.
他经历了死而复活。
He has experienced resurrection from death.
得了权柄，给带到神的面前。
That has gained authority and be brought before God.
神把审判全地的权柄交给他。
And God gives him the authority of judging the whole world.
他就借着这一个权柄来审判列国。
And with this dominion authority, he reigns over all the nations.
来结束地上的一切的邦国。
And to put an end to all the nations of the world.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
因为一提到这个国的时候。
Because when this kingdom is mentioned.
他没有提到什么其他。
It did not mention about any other thing.
其实提到里面的一件事情。
It only mentioned about one thing within the kingdom.
什么事情呢？
And what is it?
就说到这一位像人子的来到亘古常在者的面前。得了权柄，拥有国度。
It talks about when like a son of man coming before the Ancient of Days, he was given authority, glory, and honor.
使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。
And that all people, nations of men and every language would
serve him. 他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。他的国必不败坏。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion which cannot pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
没有说很多的话。
Not many words mentioned here.
但是你看到这些话语的时候。
But when you see these words.
你很清楚就知道。
And very clearly you see.
这一个时候。
This time.
是祭司国度恢复的时候。
This is the restoration of the kingdom of priests.
就是主的国度在地上显出的时候。
It's a time when the kingdom of the Lord manifests on earth.
这个是什么时候呢？
And when is this?
主再来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
那这是但以理在尼布甲在伯沙沙王元年所做的那个意象的梦的里头， 神已经把整个神呢永远的旨意的过程向他发表了。
It is in the first year of Belshazzar that when Daniel had a dream and vision, God has already revealed to him his entire eternal plan.
虽然发表的并不太清楚。
Even though it's not very clear.
但是确实把整个天国的恢复，或者说祭司国度的恢复，它整个的要经历的过程，在这但以理的这一个梦的里边，神说出了那一个大概。
But God has already told Daniel in his dream about the process of the restoration of the kingdom of priests in a general term.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
And we truly thank our God.
第七章。
In chapter 7,
没有说很多的话。
It does not have a lot of words.
好像只是把第二章里边尼布甲尼撒看到的那一个像来做一个稍微具体一点的发表。
It seems like it is just a rather more concrete expression of the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
但是对犹太人来说，对以色列民来说，对犹太人来说
，But for the Israelites, for the people of Judah,
他们就知道了，他们复国的事情是一定要出现的。
And they know for sure the restoration of the country will appear for sure.
40年后回国就发生这个事情。
But that doesn't mean after they return to the country after 70 years.
他们70年回国。
And they return to the country after 70 years.
只是回去恢复与神的那个关系。
They were just reviving their relationship with God.
要给带领进入正常。
And they were brought into a normalcy.
那也是给他们得了一个学习的功课。
It's also a lesson for them to learn.
那经过了这个被掳的一段时间
，After this period of exile，
你们能回到本土来重新建立神的殿，与神恢复那个交通。
That after the period of exile, you can still return to your own land and build the temple to restore your relationship with God.
那么你们就应该知道如何活在神的面前了。
Then you ought to know how to live before God.
不可以再像被掳以前那样子。
And you cannot live as you were before the time of exile.
处处的与神的怒气。
That you continue to provoke God's anger.
那如果你们能这样子回，能这样子跟上来的话。
And if you can follow.On like this.
祭司国度的恢复是有盼望的。
And that's a hope for the restoration of the kingdom of priests.
但是如果你们不还是照着你们的祖宗那个样子来行走的话呢
？But if you continue to walk the path as your forefathers,
你就留意到了。
Then you will see.
国度的恢复的时间并没有像你们想象70年满了。你们就恢复了。
That the restoration of the kingdom is not like what's in your mind, thinking after 70 years it will be restored.
有很长的路要继续的往前走。
There will still be a long way ahead of you.
那这是对当时的犹大人的那个信息。
And this is the message for the Judah, people of Judah at
that time. 他们听进去没有？
Did they listen in?
当然，凭着他们当时，但以理当时的那个所看见的。他们没有办法能体会到神说话的目的。
But of course, according to what Daniel saw, the people were not able to see God's purpose.
但现在我们看见神的预言启示成为历史事实的这一个点的时候。
But today, as we see God's prophecy and His revelation,
我们必须要求神怜悯我们。让我们有一个准确的心思来明白神当年对但以理所说的话。
We have to ask God for mercy so that we can have a correct attitude to understand the words that were spoken to Daniel at that time.
虽然在第七章的里头，我们所接触到的还是很轻微、很轻微的表面的事。
So even though in chapter 7,the things that we encounter are very brief and very much on the surface.
但是我们只要回顾历史。
But if you look back in history,
不是但以理当时的历史，是但以理所说的话的所包含的那个历史。
it's not the history of Daniel at that time, but it's the words that spoken by Daniel, the history in his words.
我们就该看见神向人说的话，尽管好多时候被人以为真的是说神话。
And we should understand, even though a lot of times, the words spoken by God to man are treated as legend.
但是我们必须要很清楚地看见，不是神话，而是神的话。
But we truly have to see this, these are not legends, but are the word of God.
你看到神从前怎么说出他的百姓要如何地走前面的路，
And we see that.
进到恢复的结局里。
How God spoke the words to his people, what kind of path should they go on in order to enter into this path of restoration?
我们现在就在救恩里头被恢复过来，被神恢复过来的人，我们也必须看见，我们也该如此的战战兢兢地往前走。
So for us, in our salvation, we're restored by God that we should also have this attitude and to be very fearful to continue to go on.
按照神的话来决定我们跟随主的脚踪。
And to determine our footsteps of following the Lord according to His word.
我想第七章我今天晚上就是这样轻松地和弟兄姊妹看看前面的那一部分。
And I think, this evening I'll just briefly look at the, beginning part of chapter 7 with friends and sisters tonight.
啊，下礼拜我们从第七章的当中开始再往前去。
And the next week we'll start from the middle of chapter 7 and continue.
但是我十分是盼望的是，盼望的的就是弟兄姊妹们，当我们现在读但以理书的时候，你必须要抓住那一个预言已经成了历史的这一个结果，来留意神所说的话在我们这些跟随人的人身上所该有的那一个反应。
That we truly hope, brothers and sisters, will grab hold of this matter of those prophecies that have become history and in the word of God that we should have to accurate respond to them.
从前神说的一部分的话已经按照神的话成为事实。
And part of the words that were spoken by God before have become facts.
神向我们说出现在还在进行中还没有到尽头的那些话，我们也必须要有这样明确的一个信心来跟上去。
And for the words that have not been fulfilled are still in progress, and we ought to have the faith to follow on.
神说的话从来不会变成神话。
The words of God will never become legend.
神说的话一直都是成为我们信心跟随主的根据。
The words spoken by God has always been the foundation of our faith following the Lord.
当然，给我们读但以理书的时候，我们起码要领会到这一点。
And at the very least, we should have this understanding when we read the book of Daniel.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们要祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
当你的话语向我们解开的时候
，When your words are opened up to us,
我们就一点一滴的能领会过来。
And bit by bit, we can understand.
但是我们还是说。
But we still say,
主啊，你不怜悯我们，我们还是常常迷失在你的话语里。
Without your mercy, Lord, we will always get lost in your word.
但愿主给我们里面有一个苏醒的灵。
May the Lord give us an awakened spirit within.
对你在宝座上所发出的言语，我们都非常谨慎的来跟随。
That the words expressed on your throne, that we will follow them very carefully.
啊，地上的人常常用红线来说出他们的界限。
And people on earth would say that they use a red line to draw the line.
求主也让我们常常以你的话做我们的红线。
The Lord, we ask that we will always treat your words as a red line.
我们就是跟随你所说的。
That we will follow what you say.
在你所说的以外，我们没有别的拣选。
There's nothing we will choose outside of what you say.
但愿主在这末了的日子 也得着许多的属你的儿女来这样跟随你，直到见你面的时候。
In the last days, may the Lord gain your people to the, those who would choose you and follow you this way.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.